Welcome back to Flashback, episode 6, I want to say. If not, I'll correct this in post. It's been a while since we've done this, but life happens. And after teasing it for so many episodes, we're finally going to get around to watching an episode of Unitix.
Woo!
But before we do that, let's introduce the people who are here. We have Josh and Troy, as usual.
Yes.
Are you too excited for Unitix?
Yeah.
Just before we get started, I'm curious. I mean, I know I've heard of the show. I know you two have heard of the show, but has anybody ever seen it?
No.
Okay, so we're all going in this with fresh eyes.
Nice.
And we're going to be fair and balanced, and we have no type of expectations that this show might suck. So, let's check it out.
It might suck.
Do it. Yeah, it might.
In the year 2772, a meteor strikes the city planet of Acnetropolis, knocking it off its axis. This cosmic event releases supernatural forces, unleashing a new kind of hero, the Lunatics.
A first episode since it did the origin for the characters, but
yeah,
I'm not
so.
100% sure.
Must have been.
I still have like 20 seconds on mine.
Okay, so while he finishes, I guess initial thoughts, Troy?
Few things that bothered me were just the voices. I don't know. Some of the voice, like Ace Bunny, that bothered me. His accent was pretty terrible.
It was terrible.
Duck's lisp was a little annoying. I liked Rev Runner, though. It was cool. I like how they kind of, overall, it was just, it was like a typical kids kind of like, cartoon kind of thing, and it was the sixth episode actually first season, so which is weird,
because it did kind of give off that arc, because it gave the origin of every character,
or at least
how they became the character that they are on the show. And I agree with the voices. I think what they tried to get characters or these voice actors that sounded similar to the original characters, like, you know, their archetypes, like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and stuff like that. But they also tried to give them, like, they gave them, I don't want to say, like, not a stereotype, but they gave them, like, you know, like, Daffy's a really whiny, complainy person, so they just kind of pushed that to the extreme.
Yeah.
And that comes across in his voice and how Bugs kind of became this cocky character.
Yeah. And they are descendants of...
of the original Looney Tune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, your thoughts, Josh.
One, the jokes were lame.
Yeah.
To be expected.
I mean, there was like maybe two jokes in there that were kind of good, but but most of it was crap.
But you didn't think she put the boom in kaboom?
No. The designs are okay. I think they probably could have changed Lexi Bunny's fur color or something, and also Ace Bunny's fur color or something to make them a little more different than the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
But... they're only in that form for a little bit, so it doesn't matter. It was good hearing Rob Paulsen talking as Rev Runner.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird that they had a Roadrunner character talk, but
yeah, that was a little weird at first.
Yeah, I think my favorite character, though, at least from this episode, was Slam, the Tasmanian Devil or whatever.
Yeah.
Just his overall design kind of reminded me of a SWAT cat. And he was a rough and tough dude, and he's pretty, you know, big looking, so I don't know.
Yeah, he was
cool. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, the jokes were lame in my opinion, and the animation wasn't the greatest, but I could see how some people would like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of designs, I would be remiss if we didn't comment on their spacesuits, which kind of just made it like they were wrapping themselves in plastic bags.
Yeah.
I forget the fancy dancy term they use for it, but it just looked like they covered themselves in plastic, and that was their spacesuits.
Oh, there was a part where the Danger Duck character like teleports out of his spacesuit and like expands or whatever. That was kind of weird.
Also, Ace's ears kind of bothered me. I don't know. They were too big for my liking.
Too long.
Too long, yes.
Lexi's ears were a little weird, too, because they were like antennas or something on one of those electrode or whatever
things. Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. What else is there?
Well, I mean, the fact that I don't think we've mentioned much about the fact that they all have superpowers as well.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of what the origin comes into play here with how they got their superpowers from a comet crash. And they're trying to prevent, in this episode, they're trying to prevent another comet crash that would wipe out, what was it called? Acme?
Acmetropolis.
Yeah, that's what it was. Acmetropolis. The planet of Acmetropolis.
Yes, yeah.
The planet city. Or city planet. They said something stupid like that. I don't know what that means exactly, but they said city planet. They each got powers from this comet, which I'm not very sure how it works, because as you saw in the flashback, several of them were within close proximity of other people.
Yeah.
When they got their powers. I mean, the Tasmanian Devil one, I don't remember his name.
Slam.
Was in a wrestling match, so he was fighting somebody, so...
Maybe it's because they were toons instead of humans or whatever.
That makes sense, too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just speculating. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be.
We don't know.
We saw, you know, like their pre-superhero life. Bugs Bunny was an actor. And
Ace Bunny,
sorry. The Duck... was a
Danger
pool
duck.
Boy?
Yeah.
Danger Duck.
He was like a lifeguard or something.
He
was a pool boy. Yeah.
He was a pool cleaner.
Yeah.
Use the net.
Yeah.
What was Sexy Bunny?
She was like a cheerleader or something. She was, I think she was trying out for a cheerleading squad or something.
Or some kind of dance squad or whatever.
Yeah. Tacky Coyote was some sort of like scientist or technician or something. I don't know. I guess he was...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Rev Runner was delivery boy.
Yes. Yeah.
But they were all in close proximity to this whole comet or coming down and giving them powers, so...
Yeah.
Oh. And speaking of powers and this team, we forgot to mention the weird lady in the tube, their boss.
Oh, Zordon. Lady Zordon.
Lady Zordon.
There is
a Lady Zordon that's not Dimitri. Is it Demetrius? From Power Rangers Turbo.
Dude, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Oh, I've never watched Power Rangers.
I stopped it after the Turbo started.
Yeah. Okay.
She kind of popped up. And again, you know, this happens when you watch one-off episodes of a show.
Yeah.
That we know that she's the boss. And I guess she finances the group, but that's about it. I don't really know. It was just kind of awkward because she just started talking to them, and it's like this lady in like this, not even a tube. She's like a holographic projection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's like in a light tube or something, and her hair's all going Super Saiyan.
Yeah, I don't get that. Why is her hair moving if she's in a tube? I mean, I'm assuming she's a projection of something. Like, is she in a wind tunnel?
Yeah, I'm reading it here. It says, a mysterious and powerful woman called Zadavia calls upon six of the affected residents to form a team of superheroes. So
they are the Power Rangers.
Yeah, they are, pretty much.
They're color-coded. They have a talking head boss.
Her name starts with a Z.
And they have a vehicle. I mean, granted, it didn't morph.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah.
They might have other vehicles or something.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't.
I don't know, but
because they were mentioning how that one was all retro or something, even though it was like a UFO.
Yeah, they've got a whole like section on equipment, on their equipment on Wikipedia and stuff, and they got a bunch of stuff. What were their powers? Like, what was?
I know Ace could like shoot laser eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
And Alexi, I guess, had, like, mental projection or something, but she basically shot lasers out of her ears.
It was, like, brain blast or something, and it just, she was just shooting stuff. I mean, you know, it was super speed. There was the global positioning or the human GPS.
Could teleport. Right?
Yeah, right.
Because he teleported out of his suit.
What did Techie Coyote do? Was he just super smart?
I think he was super smart, and he used big words, apparently.
Oh.
Most of this is explained in the intro, and, you know, I will touch on that. I've always been a fan of those intros that kind of give you a snapshot of the show.
Yeah.
I kind of miss those intros, because nowadays what you usually get is, like, either you get some really random song, or you don't get much at all, like Injustice, which is, like, 20 seconds
of
a song. But here, you kind of get it, you know, they explain that the comet hit like a year ago, all these people got powers, and then they explain everybody's powers, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's better than like some 20-second like theme song and then some random clip of like nothing. I'm with you with your whole like clips of the show. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah, and I'm happy they brought it back, and I enjoyed this episode. I'm not going to say I'm ever going to watch the show again, but it wasn't as bad as I imagined it to be.
It's actually available on DVD.
Oh, wow.
It came out in 2007 on DVD.
Of course it is. The shows you want on DVD aren't, but...
Right.
Because I assume this came out the same time as Legion of Superheroes, and I'm assuming that's not on DVD.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I've never seen Legion of Superheroes on DVD.
Oh, yeah. Season 1 through 3 are... Is that right?
Of Legion of Superheroes?
Oh, maybe it's the volumes. I don't like the art style on that show either, but it was a decent show. But it's kind of the same issue I have with Young Justice and Teen Titan in that it's kind of the same. Well, I mean, Legion of Superheroes is a completely different team because, you know, they're futuristic. But it's the fact that, you know, you kind of get these young teens, you don't know many of these characters. And Teen Titans also had that issue where they try to do this weird art style to cater to kids.
A lot of times, too, though, they, like, focus on the powers and not the character.
Yeah.
And this was kind of Superman-focused, because I think it was actually called, like, Superman and the Legion of Superheroes or something like that.
Probably.
But, yeah, I've seen a few episodes, and I think there was a...
Maybe we should do one of those.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see. But before I guess we move on and say we're going to do one of those, a final thought on Unitix, The Comet Cometh.
Weird.
That was weird. You had like some reverb going on or something.
You go first.
I'll go first. All right. Basically, it's not Looney Tunes. So don't expect to laugh or anything, but it is action-packed. It's kind of like the extreme like 90s version of the Looney Tunes or something, but if you're into that, check it out. I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, it was a fun show. I wouldn't recommend, you know, checking it out. But, you know, they've always tried different ways of reinventing the Unitoons.
Yeah.
We've had,
Baby.
There's Baby Unitoons, yeah. There's Tiny Toons, Tiny there's Toons. A new one coming out on Cartoon Network.
The Looney Tunes show.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It looks weird.
Oh. Screw it.
No, it looks okay. It might be alright, but, you know, they changed it up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. That should do it for Flashback Episode 6.
Well, did Troy have any thoughts on it?
Oh, yes, I thought he
gave his thoughts.
No.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was okay. It had its good moments and its bad. I mean, if you're interested in, I don't know, I don't even recommend it. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's you know, it happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't not watch it again, but it's not something I'd look forward to, like, watching every day or regularly or anything. But,
So, okay, it pretty much got a universal don't recommend.
it got a universal meh.
Yeah. Meh. Yeah.
Meh.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay, so this will do it for episode 6. 8 days.
Later.